Good morning, students. In module 2 of practical geometry chapter 4 for class 8, this is the last module for practical geometry. In this we will explain the remaining situations for drawing a quadrilateral when two adjacent sides and three angles are known. As before, we start constructing a triangle and then look for the fourth point to complete the quadrilateral. We already done this earlier. Here, in example 3, it is given that construct a quadrilateral MIST, where MI equals to 3.5 cm, IS equals to 6.5 cm, angle M is 75, angle I is 105, and angle S is 120 degree. Here, one rough sketch is given for your help with the measurements given in example 3. Now, step by step, we will draw the construction of the quadrilateral. First, we will draw a line segment MI of length 3.5 cm. At point I, we will make 105 degree, and from that, we will cut 6.5 cm arc. That is the point S on IX line segment. So we have got the three points M, I and S. Now at point S we will make angle 120 degree so that we can get the fourth point. So after making the angle 120 degree at point S, we will make again angle of 75 degree at point M, and where the both line segment join together or intersect each other, that is the fourth point T. In such a way, we will get the required quadrilateral MIST. So with these three steps, we can construct the quadrilateral MIST with the given measurements. Now this exercise 3 is for your practice, based on the same steps we have explained here. Now, these four constructions you can do by following the three steps as I explained you earlier. Now, the next situation is when three sides and two included angles are given. It is explained as in example 4. The example 4 is construct a quadrilateral ABCD where AB is 4 cm, BC is 5 cm, CD is 6.5 cm and angle B is 105 degree and angle C is 80 degree. First we will draw a rough sketch as usual. Here rough sketch of quadrilateral ABCD has drawn as the measurements given in example. Now we will draw the proper construction by following steps. First, we will take a line segment BC of length 5 cm and make angle 105 degree at point B. After making angle 105 degree at point B, we will make again angle of 80 degree at angle C by protractor, because by compass you cannot make 80 degree. So by use of protractor, you make 80 degree at point C, and then from C you can get 6.5 cm as CD, which is given as 6.5 centimeter. It will cut CY at D. So you have got the third point D here. Now from angle 105, you again cut 4 centimeter to get the point A. In this way, you have got the fourth point A also. So join A and D. In this way, you will get the required quadrilateral ABCD by following 4 steps. So with these 4 steps, you can construct a quadrilateral ABCD. Here, once again, I am telling the summarizing the steps. First BC as 5 cm, then B 105 angle at point B, and cut a 4 cm and write A point there, and again make angle 80 at C and cut 6.5 cm and write point D there. In this way, you will get an ABCD quadrilateral. Now exercise 4 is based on this example only. So by following the steps in the example, you can construct the two constructions in exercise 4. Now the next and the last situation is some special cases in which you can construct squares, rectangles and rhombuses as explained in example 5. Draw a square of side 4.5 cm. You know that squares all sides are equal. So first you can take AB as 4 cm and make an angle of 90 degree both at point A and B, because you know that all angles of a square are right angles. So make angle 90 at A and angle 90 at point B. Again, from that angles, you cut 4.5 centimeter from both the angles. In this way, you will get point ABCD, and join all, you will get the square ABCD, because you know that all sides and all angles of a square are equal. Now, by using property of rhombus, you can construct example 6. Example 6 is draw a rhombus ABCD where AC is 6 cm and BD is 7 cm, and justify your answer also. As we know that the diagonals of rhombus bisect each other at right angles, so AC and BD will bisect each other at right angles. So first we will draw a diagonal AC of 7 cm and draw a perpendicular bisector of AC. From that perpendicular bisectors, we will cut 3 cm on the either side of the perpendicular bisector, and in this way you will get point B and D, and join all the points A, B, C, D, then you will get the rhombus A, B, C, D. So following this property that diagonals of rhombus bisect each other at right angles, you can construct the rhombus. Now at the end, exercise 5, there are 4 constructions based on the properties of square, rhombus and rectangle and parallelogram. You know that rectangles opposite sides are equal and diagonals are also equal. Parallelograms opposite sides are equal and opposite angles are equal. By using the properties of parallelogram, rhombus, rectangle and a square, you can construct all the constructions given in exercise 5. Thank you.